up my shoulders. It feels good. Good. To clear for just a minute because I want to make sure that I'm not going to ask anything for ourselves, for our book, or for anything else, because I want it to come through real clearly from the Spirit, just exactly how they want it to come through. And they may channel around the book, or they may channel around something. I don't know. I don't know yet. So I'm just going to clear. Try to clear all these thoughts away and just be accepting of whatever comes through. It's going to take me just a minute because I'm already seeing it. An energy coming forth. This is coming forth in great love. It's a huge, beautiful rose-colored light. It's almost curled on each side with light, and in the middle is a kind of a yellowish light within it. I believe this is Raphael's energy. It's how he came through before once. Words that are only words. Words that are kept unto thyself are only words. It is the power of the word that has been given unto the people for their individual interpretation that has given forth great power of the word and has created great nations. Even so, even unto the universe. It is far beyond this universe and of these dimensions that I come to you, even though the fragment of my soul is of this earth. For I am Raphael, and I come forth to enfold you in my wings of love and light, so that I can once again bring forth to this planet a ray of hope. For there is much within the peoples of this planet that have given up and have become solidified with the materiality of this world. And it is not of this world that we are here. It is of this earth and of the creation and of the universe and of the elements and of the sky and the fire and the water, of the love and the energies that are created from all of these great things. For I say to you that all great things and everything that is good comes forth from our blessed Creator. For I have seen through man's eyes, and I have lived in a physical body, for it was deemed necessary for me to do so. I have suffered greatly at the hands of others, but it opened up within me the being of creativity and compassion that was necessary for me to be able to blend with the energies of the earth. I wish to speak to you of the man's soul and of the elements of the soul and of the ether. For as each one comes forth from their own particular ether, which is a fragment of their true ether, they are reborn upon this planet and come forth to overcome certain energies which were created from prior lifetimes and not from their ether of their origination. As they are born into a physical body, they are given fire and life within them, which is an electrical force. For this electricity is part of the universe and all of the earth's domain. It is a creative force and not a destructive one, as mankind would have it do so. It is of this pattern of electricity and energy that also there is another energy that is of great significance to the earth and to those who are living upon the earth, and it is called rhythm. For within each person is the rhythm, the music of their soul, and each person emits this rhythm into the universe. It is a rhythm that is within the harmony of the earth's rhythm, and the earth's rhythm is in harmony of the universal rhythm. It is each one must be in synchronized with the other. It is of this rhythm that many have lost their song and their music, and it has been through the negativeness of this earth and of the wrongdoing, where there has been great suffering to many souls upon this earth, and many have learned from it and have accepted the negativity as part of their learning processes and have gone on to become great in the eyes of spirit. And others have given up, and it is of those that have given up, that are lost in their own darkness, that I speak of this day, for they have given up their hope. And I am Raphael. I have come to deem hope to those who feel that they are lost and have given up their light and their music that has been God-gifted. They have given this up because their own desires and lusts were not fulfilled upon the earth during their lifetime of present. It is not of this lifetime, nor prior life, nor lives to come, that they are here. They are here to sing their song and to live in harmony and overcome the negativities of their lusts and desires, from that they must elevate themselves from this level and go higher. It has caused great reflection with spirit to see those who have so easily given up their soul for that of gold, or given up their soul for that of vanity, and have given up their soul for that of lust. For all these things are but a twinkling in the eye of the universe. It has been given away, so to speak, rather than live in the lives of the spiritual and of the pathways that have been deemed necessary for them to follow. They have found it easier to seek avarice and lust. I am here to guide them. I am here for those who have seen that they have made the wrong decisions and choices in life. I am here to redeem them, to give them that last chance, so to speak, if you will, of redemption before their physical death. For there is no death for the soul. The soul goes on and keeps its patterns singing in harmony and returns back to the ether. It is only the heartbreaking certainty of those who continually, lifetime from lifetime, who seek the negative and the avarice and the desires of lust, that will reverse their wheel of life and go from that of redemption to that of death. It is the reversal of the wheel that has brought mankind to their knees and has seen the destructions of civilizations and has seen mankind go from being that of spiritual to that of a wild beast foraging in the forest for its food. It is only through this that I say the soul dies, for indeed it continues, but it will continue in a negative light. We are here through the spiritual domains to stop this from happening, and we are limited with our energies to that of the desire of humankind to wish to make choices and changes in their life, to rise above that dark seclusion of evil and the dark seclusion and loneliness of being one who is not walking the pathway of the Creator. There is a light corridor of which will come forth many light beings. Many are here and have been here for eons. These are light beings who will traverse this earth, bringing knowledge and comfort to those of whom they contact. They are the comforters, and at times they are also the victims. There will come forth upon the earth a great transformation. There will be a division of light and dark. This will come in the future and is well acknowledged by your interpreter. Of what we seek now is the word. For as the word can reach many who are seeking, these seekers can help others to find their way from their own darkness. For no one who is in darkness is truly happy, for their reflection tells them so. I'm having a real hard time. It just kept echoing and echoing.
It's very beautiful.
His energy was coming through like this huge cave. Like, it was filled with light. And at first, it looked like angel wings because they were furled. I don't know any other word to use. And it was like a beautiful rose color. It looked like a huge angel wings. And then this beam of yellow light, or like a beautiful butterfly. I don't know how to explain it, but anyway, that's Raphael's energy as he came through. But as he left, it went through all kinds of changes of greens and then purples and blues, and it was just wafting, and the words were like echoing. I was having a real hard time keeping up with him, and I felt I lost part of it. I don't know why I felt that way, but I feel like I lost part of that translation. Maybe I turned my head the wrong way. Whatever it is, he'll come back and tell us later.
It's beautiful.
How long will we out?